Well, we're back in CO for another photographic feast in this building which we're condemned to lose to the money people, but never mind that. The big exhibition is a retrospective of Arnold Newman and his portraiture in black and white. It's really a retrospective of black and white photography. The darkroom arts, the dark arts, and many of his pictures are dark indeed, not in subject matter, but the presentation. And for those of us that now Photoshop to find what's in the shadows, it's sometimes a frustrating experience peering into the gloom for more detail. The pictures, some of which are very familiar, like Igor Stravinsky with his grand piano top like a big musical note. Alfred Krupp, dramatically lit like Mephistopheles, demonically surrounded by his factory of armaments. Others are less familiar. George Grolz stares from the bottom right-hand corner of his picture, a troubled, haunted face, like many of the images in his paintings. One of the striking things about this Arnold Newman exhibition is how small the pictures are. They're almost like contact strips, and indeed there are a couple of contact strips. But by having the pictures so small, they force us to get close and to look very carefully to see the details. So they make us work for what they have to tell us, just like 35mm photography. It's a real trip back into the past in more ways than one. The other exhibition is Bruce Davidson and his Subway, and that takes us almost to the next stage of photography, because we leave behind the black and white and go instead into colour, but colour dominated by blacks and reds. The sinister nature of the subject matter, the subway, is caught in red, which is the colour of anger, and black, which is the colour of death. So a real photographic trip here through these two exhibitions. Now on in CO in Berlin. It's Mike Bailey saying goodbye.